Exclusive: Trump ally Granels Fix California identifies 1.3 million California conservatives not registered to vote. By Matthew Boyle on August 12, 2021. A whopping 1.3 million conservatives in California are not registered to vote. Analysis from the Richard Grenell-led Fix California has found. Grenell, a top ally to former President Donald Trump, who served as U.S. ambassador to Germany and later as acting director of national intelligence, launched the group this year after declining to run in the recall election against Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA. Fix California's mission is similar to what failed Georgia Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams did in once deep red Georgia: aggressively target the state's unregistered voters to get them engaged, and try to get more involvement and action from registered but inactive conservatives. It's a tough hill to climb in California as 2020 presidential election results there show Democrat Joe Biden got over 11 million votes compared to Republican Donald Trump's 6 million. But Grenell is optimistic that, over the course of the next few years, if Trump conservatives work hard, they could reorient California's politics. If you would have told me 4 years ago that Georgia would send two liberal socialists to the U.S. Senate and the state would dramatically shift left, I would have said you are crazy, Grenell told Breitbart News. But the reality is that Stacey Abrams went county by county to find untapped votes and they flipped the state. We have to be smarter and be willing to do the hard work. Almost half the residents of any state don't vote. Fix California is already working the data and we've easily found 1.3 million conservatives not registered to vote. There are millions more disengaged. It's time we think about a multi-year strategy to restore conservative values to California. Grenell's team has already started that work. In its first couple months, it has already identified those 1.3 million conservatives not registered to vote, and compiled a county-by-county analysis and plan for getting them registered and engaged combined into a two-page report Breitbart News obtained exclusively. The report, details of which Breitbart News can exclusively reveal here, finds that statewide there are at least 1.3 million conservatives not even registered to vote. The report contains a county-by-county breakdown for the unregistered conservatives in all of California's 58 counties and breaks them into two tiers, the first having 22 counties and the second having the remaining 36, for a strategy designed to try to get them registered as part of Fix California's first big mission. Fix California will begin with an aggressive pilot program to register voters in 22 counties and 11 current congressional districts, which represent our Tier 1 targets, in order to increase civic engagement of individuals who support Fix California's mission, the document says. The pilot project is designed to demonstrate a successful roadmap geographically and tactically. That first tier of 22 counties has a total of 582,833 conservatives in California not registered to vote spread throughout the state. Some countries have tens of thousands of not registered conservatives, and others have just a few hundred. In San Diego County, for instance, Grenell's group identified 82,356 conservatives not registered to vote. There were 113,335 conservatives not registered to vote in Los Angeles County. In Mono County, in the eastern part of the state along the Nevada border on the other hand, Grenell's group found just 366 conservatives not registered to vote. Numbers vary between those extremes across the rest of the first 22 counties in Fix California's pilot program first-tier recommendations. The rest of those include Colusa, Fresno, Glenn, Inyo, Kern, Kings, Lake, Orange, Riverside, Sacramento, San Bernardino, San Joaquin, Solano, Stanislaus, Sutter, Tulare, Ventura, Yolo, and Yuba. The second tier of the Fix California report identifies 729,381 conservatives across 36 counties not registered to vote. Those counties include Alameda, Alpine, Amador, Butte, Calaveras, Contra Costa, Del Norte, El Dorado, Humboldt, Imperial, Lawson, Madera, Marin, Mariposa, Mendocino, Merced, Modoc, Monterey, Napa, Nevada, Placer, Plumas, San Benito, San Francisco, San Luis Obispo, San Mateo, Santa Barbara, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, Shasta, Sierra, Siskiyou, Sonoma, Tehama, Trinity, and Tuolumne. Most of these counties have thousands of conservatives not registered to vote, some well into the tens of thousands. If Grenell is able to get those voters registered and voting, and drive up engagement among other already registered conservative Republicans, lots of California Republicans do not even bother voting because they think elections are futile there given the shift hard left statewide in recent history, then he could truly make a difference there. It was not that long ago that Republicans were dominant in the Golden State. In fact, former Presidents Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon were both elected statewide in California before their elections to the White House. Nixon served as a U.S. Senator from the state before Dwight Eisenhower selected him as his running mate in the early 1950s. Reagan, of course, was governor of California for two terms before he eventually won the White House on his third try in the 1980 presidential election. But even quicker than turning the tide in statewide elections in California, if Grenell's effort takes off, it could have an immediate impact on congressional races in the state. The report cites 12 congressional districts in California with particularly close 2020 election result margins, some won by Republicans, others by Democrats, that could see a rightward surge with more engagement from conservative potential voters not as of now registered to vote. Four of the Democrat U.S. House members from California listed, Reps. John Garamendi, DCA, Josh Harder, DCA, Katie Porter, DCA, and Mike Levin, DCA, each won their last race by fewer than 32,000 votes. Several of the Republicans mentioned, like Reps. Mike Garcia, RCA, Young Kim, RCA, David Vallotto, RCA, and Michelle Steele, RCA, won by even tighter margins, each less than 9,000 votes, and in the case of Garcia, by just 333 votes.